Talk. This is Talk Back Jackson. And I told you today we're going to have a little Talk Back Jackson / Talk Back Jackson sports crossover. Talk Back Jackson sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock. And because I had scheduled this conversation before I was assigned to come here today, and instead of rescheduling, I just, you know, spoke with Jack Fairley and said, hey, you want to come live with us on News Talk 970? We'll just kind of do the same thing. So that's what we're going to do. We're welcoming Jackson High School Athletic Director Jack Fairley to the show. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me on. We might have a couple of bells ring in the middle of all this. I just thought about it, but we'll work through all that.
No, so. That's quite all right. Yeah, I mean, it happens on live radio sometimes, and you know,
beauty of live radio.
That's fine. I think our listeners are conditioned to live radio, you know, so we're cool with that. But
well, that's great.
So for our listeners who don't listen to both shows, we had a conversation with Jack last week, talked about a few things, and we talked about the Aquatic Center and some of the great things that are happening with that, and then there's one of those bells we were talking about, and then we decided to, let's get together this week, and we'll do a winter preview of the winter sports that Jackson High School has, because I mean a lot of the fall stuff for Jay High now behind and gearing up for the winter. And when we think winter sports, let's talk with the ones that most people think about first. Let's talk about boys basketball, girls basketball, wrestling. Let's start there, and then we'll go other places. Let's talk about basketball. What can we expect with the basketball season this year?
Well, we're just getting tryouts started yesterday for the boys team.
Yeah.
Girls team had tryouts last week, and they formed a JV and a varsity unit. Our girls program last year, we battled for the conference championship most of last year. Maya Pierce comes back to lead our team on the girls side.
Mm-hmm.
We should be competitive. She had a knee injury that hampered her at the end of the year. So she had some procedures done on that, and we're looking to get her back probably next week full go or the week after that, and she'll be the leader. Kejil Johnson is our head coach this year. He has been a local travel coach in the area and has a lot of experience. And we're excited about him. He's stepping in as our interim coach for Ken Robinson. Ken had some medical issues that would prevent him from coaching this season. So we switched on the fly, and we got Kejil. We had just hired him as our JV coach. So we're looking forward to that. It should be an exciting year. The girls will be very competitive. And the boys' side, we had a rough go at it last year with COVID and the depth of our team. So we're not real sure what we're going to get out of this year's group. There's some talented guys. We're not going to be the tallest unit in the league. We got a couple of 6'5 guys. Kamen Harris played football for us. Kane will be playing. The Drummond boy will be one of our guards. Selby's coming back. So we got some kids that played last year, they got some, but we were young, and we're not going to be a super senior-laden team again this year, but they worked real hard in the summertime and did a nice job. So we're looking to be very competitive in our league this year.
All right, yeah, well, we're looking forward to that. I love basketball season. My vantage point, I always loved, no matter which venue I was in, I always loved getting to the bleachers, going all the way up to the top, because usually those are the seats that have a back, and going all the way up to the top and just being able to see the whole court. And you know, my vantage point, a lot of people watch the ball. I just like to watch what's happening in the backcourt and the movement and seeing the guys getting open where the ball isn't at the moment. But Jackson, like you said, they're not tall. They're young. But is it fair to characterize this team as a scrappy team?
Oh yeah, they're going to be well coached defensively, and they're going to run the ball. They're going to push the ball up the court and play aggressively. That's a given. Milton, with all his experience at the different levels he's coached at, he's going to take the ingredients he has and form it into a competitive unit. We were competitive all the time last year.
Yeah.
We just need to have that kid that's able to, light it up for 10, 15 points in a quarter every once in a while to get you back in the game or keep the rhythm going. And I think that's the thing that they worked on hard this summer, and they played a lot. They went over and we played in Flint and we played, teams from Saginaw. We just didn't play local. We went out and upped our competition. We're going to be playing Cass Tech this year in the Martin Luther King Day. We're going to host Battle Creek Central is going to play Wayne Memorial at 5:30, and at 7 o'clock we'll be playing Cass Tech. So we're, upping our game and trying to increase our level of competition. So we're preparing, our kids for what's out there in our league, and we want to win our division and then get into the playoffs. So you got to build it, with a little bit of harden your iron into steel, right?
Yeah. Let's scoot over to wrestling. Let's talk about wrestling a little bit. My opinion, wrestling is probably the hardest sport at the high school level. Those kids, I don't mean to diminish the effort that athletes put in any of the other sports, but I mean wrestlers just work hard, and especially if you got a kid who's trying to maintain weight so he can stay in a specific class. It's a really, really tough sport. Physically, mentally, it's challenging on all levels. Tell us about the wrestling team at Jackson.
So our wrestling team is very, very competitive. We have probably one of the larger groups wrestling and larger teams in our conference. We also have are going to have 5 to 6 girls this year on our program. We had 3 last year that all competed at the state tournament, and they've now, this year, are going to have the state itself is going to sponsor, MHSAA is sponsoring a girls' individual state tournament. So our girls will have the option of either going through the regular state tournament, individual state tournament, or they declare and they go through the girls' division. So that's going to be exciting for us. We have probably, I would say, a solid 30 to 40 wrestlers in our program, which is great. And Chris Hoover and the guys on the coaching staff have done a great job of building that program up. We were able to sustain it through the COVID last year, and we're really hoping to get back to normal wrestling without, all of the procedures we learned for staying healthy. We want to implement those again, but we don't want to worry about wrestling with masks on. We're hoping we can just get out there and do our thing. So it should be exciting. We have 3 home matches. We're going to have the Jaws tournament over at Parkside. We're hosting the individual regional, our districts, this year again. So we're getting back to some normalcy with it.
When it comes to wrestling, basketball, and all the other indoor sports, any protocols in place this year for COVID? I mean, numbers are kind of going up right now. At least that's the reportings that we're hearing, and schools are doing certain things.
Yeah, we've gone, as a school district, we've gone to masks are required for all coaches or non-participants. So if you're not out on the mat wrestling or you're on the basketball court playing or in the bowling alley throwing your ball, you have to have a mask on. If you're participating in your sport, you're allowed to take your mask off, which is different from last year. So we're hoping that, we're hoping that kids are getting their shot and getting inoculated, vaccinated, that people are doing that so that we don't have to wear masks. But until then, we'll just cautiously wear our masks when we come into the building. So anybody that's coming to a J-High indoor event, they're going to be asked to wear a mask.
Have you guys had any conversations putting plans in place for limiting attendance if the numbers continue to go up?
If the numbers continue to go up, that will definitely be a conversation. And what we did last year was we limited it to 2 spectators per athlete. But I don't see that right now. It's nothing that there's no state rule for that. It's sort of been handed down from the state level to the local level. Okay. So our health department could come to us and say we have to do that, the Jackson Health Department, but they've not done that. Right now our implementation is through our district. We saw numbers that are some of our schools going up a little bit, and so we just put our mask rule back in for the month, and we'll see where we're at. It's one of those things where you really have to just continue to analyze and evaluate and see where we're at. I know some, you know, there's schools that are out. I think Addison's out now until Thanksgiving because of their situation. Everybody's just going to be different. Yeah. And so one of the things we're trying to do is communicate between schools. What's your policy in Chelsea? What's your policy at Pinckney, at Adrian, at Ypsilanti, so that our fans are prepared when they go there to follow whatever procedure they need to so they can enjoy the game.
At Jackson, are we going with e-tickets again for the winter sports?
Yeah, so what we're doing, we realize that with our population, not everybody has a smartphone. And the GoFan tickets that we do are through a smartphone process. And then I'm trying to get with the same company. They have a debit card system where you can swipe a debit card. And then we will offer cash tickets as well, because we're just not at that point where we can say we're all electronic. Okay. We're just not at that. But what my goal is, and what I hope, is that people would take advantage of the online tickets so that we don't have to have as many interactions. That person that's selling ticket doesn't have to exchange money. And we're just not at that point yet.
Let's talk about some of the other sports that we can follow during the winter athletic season. We were talking about gymnastics before we went on the air. Tell us about the gymnastics team at J-High.
Well, the gymnastics team is a co-op program. It's an acronym we use is JAG, Jackson Area Gymnastics. We are the host school for it, and we run it out of the gym over at Hunt. We've turned the old pool at Hunt into a gymnastics center, and last year we were the Division I state champions. We beat Rockford, who had beat us in the regional, and we came back and beat them in the state championship.
Nice.
And we lost 4 or 5 of the girls off of that team, but we have a solid 13, 14 girls coming back, and Coach Miller, they've been going for 2 weeks now, and they'll be ready. We host a lot of home meets because we have a facility that, you know, we don't have to shut down the basketball gym to set up the gymnastics equipment. So I think we'll probably host again 4 or 5 home meets over at Hunt. And they're usually on Wednesday nights, and it's some of the best gymnastics in the state.
The hockey program is also a co-op, but that's through Western.
Yeah, well, actually Northwest. Is the host school this year. We had been the host school for many, many years, and we are down to only 2 players from Jackson High on the team.
Okay.
And there was 8 or 9 from Western and 8 or 9 from Northwest. So we were incurring all the costs for the coach and everything, and it just didn't make sense that we would have the burden. So we are taking a back seat. We're still part of the co-op. We have 2 players from Jackson on the team, and we have probably the most important one. We have a goalie. So if you don't have a goalie, you don't have a team.
Right.
So Nick Nall, one of our kids, is a goalie. And they start on the 20th. They have their first match over at Optimus Ice Arena this coming, the 20th.
Okay. Bowling? How's the bowling team look this year?
Bowling team is going to be young. We have both girls and boys bowling. I've given out tryout tickets to, I don't know, more freshmen than we have. So I think we're just going to be a young team. We have a couple of older bowlers that hopefully will give us a little bit of steadiness. But we've, you know, that's been one of our stronger winter programs over the years. And again, it's because you're a public school, you have what comes through. But bowling's strong in our community, so we're always going to be able to field that. And then we have boys swimming, which will be using their first chance to use the new aquatic center. And we're expecting to have, that's a co-op program with Western and Lumen Christi. So we're hoping to have 20 to 25 boys on the swim team and dive team as well this year, and look to be competitive and be in the top two in our division and see what we can do if we can't sneak a couple of relay teams and one or two guys into the state meet.
We're talking with Jack Fairley, athletic director for Jackson Public Schools. So look, sounds like we covered a lot of the teams, kind of like a preview for the winter sports. Is there any that we kind of left off the table here?
I'm looking through my list, and we got the two co-op teams. Yeah. We got wrestling, swimming. We have sideline cheer, and those girls will be a little bit different this year. They're going to do all the home games.
Okay.
So they'll be here for all the boys, home and girls, so we don't have to put them on buses and have them go to away games. But they'll get to cheer all 18 games this year, which is exciting for them. They do a great job and put a lot of energy and time into it. So I got to give a little shout out to them. And then the other thing we'll have going on is we'll have our off season weight training and kids getting ready for spring sports and to take up some of the gym space as well.
Right, right. Is that cheer team? Do they also do competitive cheer?
No, we don't do competitive cheer at Jackson. We just do sideline cheer.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that's a little bit different. You have different rules when you're a sideline. You can practice more often. You could actually make your team in the summertime because it's not a competition between other schools.
All right. Very good. Well, Jack, as always, we appreciate the opportunity. Thank you for being flexible with our formats here, and we look forward to having more conversations with you throughout the year, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot. I appreciate your time, Mark. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Yep, bye-bye.
Athletic Director Jack Fairley from Jackson Public Schools joining us here on Talkback Jackson. It's a little Talkback Jackson sports crossover between the stations here. So thank you so much. Quick break, back with more, and we'll get back to your calls here momentarily.